Dear Madam Chair and committee members, the World Uyghur Congress appreciates this opportunity to engage with the members during this review. Regarding the Uyghur region, we are concerned about the ongoing policies that are disproportionately targeting Uyghur and Turkic women, specifically regarding their own bodies, family life, and work life. Since 2017, the government has detained millions of Uyghurs and Turkic people in re-education camps. Based on first-hand accounts, women detainees are subjected to the gravest forms of abuse, including torture and rape. Another pressing issue is that birth rates among Uyghurs plummeted from 2015 to 2018, with population growth in the Uyghur region falling by over 84% in the two largest Uyghur prefectures, Kashgar and Khotan. The leaked Qarakash list showed that in one county in the Uyghur region, the most frequently cited reason for the internment of Uyghur women was a violation of birth control regulations. Another practice that is weaponizing Uyghur women's bodies is the state-encouraged inter-ethnic marriages that allegedly promote ethnic unity and social stability. But the incentivized marriage programs are a tactic used to further assimilate Uyghurs into Han society. Furthermore, existing evidence suggests that as part of the so-called poverty alleviation, vocational training, re-education through labor, and de-extremification programs, the Chinese government is subjecting Uyghurs and Turkic majority people to state-imposed forced labor. I would therefore urge the committee members to ask the People's Republic of China the following. What accounts for the evidence provided by witnesses that points to torture and sexual abuse? Why was the use of IUDs among Uyghur women in 2018 substantially higher than in the rest of China? Why are local governments permitted to offer financial incentives for inter-ethnic marriages, and how does this practice comply with this convention's guarantees that to choose a spouse freely and to enter into marriage only with free and full consent? And if the government considers workers to be free of coercion, why do vocational training facility buildings include such strong security features like barbed wire, watchtowers, and armed guards? Thank you.